Paul will write to the Corinthians, "What, don't you know that your bodies are temple of the Lord?" Certainly God has called us for that, hasn't he? If you would, turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And once again, this is a time in which, right before the offertory, we try to answer questions that you have. And want to continue to encourage you to send in those questions. If you have a question, just put it in the offering plate. Lord willing, we'll get it. And if it goes about 2 months and I still haven't done your question, I've lost it. So send in another one, and truly inadvertently, not willingly or wittingly. So just want to encourage you to send those questions, because once again, we want to make Scripture very relevant to your life. And there are questions that we have that wonderful to know that the Scripture has answers to. So we come to the Scriptures for those truths, and we know that the Word of God puts us on that right path. It lights that path for us, and it reveals to us a place that is straight and true. And I'm so thankful that we no longer have to live that confusing, convoluted life that the world does. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and the question that we have here is, if married to a non-believer, when do you know when to leave? It's a good question. If you're married to a non-believer, how do you get out of that? Well, Paul will say never. It's not your job to leave. And we're going to see this in particular in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. But let me just give you a couple of verses on the peripheral, and that is this. Malachi chapter 2 verse 16 says that God hates divorce. It literally states that in Scripture. What he's talking about is, and the Hebrew phrase would be, sending away, which is conveying the person who is doing the pushing away. And what God is saying is, I hate people that send other people away. And you say, well, why would that be true? Because it's not the nature of God. Hebrews chapter 13 tells us in verse 4 and 5, it's interesting because it puts it in the setting of telling us, let the marriage bed be undefiled. And then he goes in and he says this, for I say to you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't you think that's interesting that those two verses are put right beside each other? In other words, keep your relationship holy and faithful, because I would never leave you. I would never forsake you. So the nature of God is a nature of faithfulness. As Scripture says, though we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. So the question is, all right, now I'm saved, and my husband or wife is an unbeliever, and what a stinker they are. Isn't it wonderful that I'm as holy and as sanctified as I am? But Paul will actually say at this point, no, you stay because you can minister to this one. And you never really minister by being unfaithful. So we'll pick up in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10. But to the married I give instructions, not I, but the Lord, that the wife should not leave the husband. That's pretty clear at this point. Now the Corinthians are trying to find all kinds of loopholes in their Christianity. And unfortunately, I think that a lot of Christians try to do that. You know, when you hear the phrase of people coming up to the pastor, what can I do? Can I do this? And I used to say to myself, right away when they have to ask me whether they can do it or not, they already know they shouldn't be doing it. But he says, it is not for you to leave. You're not to be the one to leave. Then he says this in verse 11. But if she does leave, let her remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband. Now this is an interesting phrase, because Scripture is letting us know that there are people that are going to do what they want to do no matter what. And the Scripture also realizes that there's possibly even a time for leaving, for perhaps even safety purposes. But the point is that you're not leaving for selfish reasons. And so he says, if you do leave, you remain faithful, and you don't get in any other relationships. And your desire, look at the phrase here, is to be reconciled. Reconciled. You do everything you can to reconcile that relationship back. That's your goal. So the passage says, but if she does leave, let her remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband, and that the husband should not send his wife away. And of course, I think it's good to have this tacked on at the end, because the tendency would be, well, that's just for the wives, or that's just for the husbands. But Scripture doesn't let us do that. But to the rest I say, not the Lord, but if any brother has a wife who is an unbeliever, and she consents to live with him, let him not send her away. So this is actually in the realm of unbeliever, isn't it? Now, what he's saying is that the Lord hasn't made reference to this yet, but by the Spirit of God, I'm telling you what God desires you to do. And then he goes on and says in verse 13, and the woman who has an unbelieving husband, and he consents to live with her, let her not send her husband away. Well, you say, well, why would you stay with an unbeliever? For the unbelieving husband is sanctified through his wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified through her believing husband. Otherwise, your children are unclean, but now they are holy. They're hearing at least the truth in this household. And there is a protection that comes about by the sanctified one being there. Now, we know that Scripture says, don't be unequally yoked with non-believers. But the point of the matter is that we get married many times as unbelievers, then one comes to know the Lord, and then what happens? Or one may be a believer and marry an unbeliever, then you don't reverse that. So this is what he's talking about. Not about reversing, it's about seeing what you have here as a ministry. And he goes on and he says in verse 15, if the unbelieving one leaves, let him leave. The brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases, and quite frankly, you can't hog tie him to a chair. But God has called us to peace. For how do you know, O wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, O husband, whether you shall save your wife? In other words, God has placed you there for a reason at this time. So what is God saying? Well, he's saying, in the condition in which you are saved, stay. The tendency is to try to say, well, I need to change my whole life now that I'm a Christian. He says, stay where you are. You've been saved right here. This is where God wants you to minister now. Because that reversing, that trying to reverse the things, will cause a lot of tearing and a lot of trouble. God can reverse through his power and his might. And this is why he repeats over and over again in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, in verse 17, we'll pick up, only as the Lord has assigned to each, as God has called each in this manner, let him walk, and thus I direct in all the churches. And then he'll give the example, where you call a Jew, don't try to be a Gentile. Where you call a Gentile, don't try to be a Jew. Stay where you are and just obey the Lord today. Do right today. And I know we all have regrets. There are things that we've done that we wish we could repair, but you don't try to repair them. You do the right thing today. Let God do the repairing. God can cause all things to work together for good, even your past, if you'll walk today according to his word and you'll love him with all your heart. So it's good to know that. And you don't have to reverse anything. To answer your question, don't leave. Don't push him away or her. Well, Father, we give you thanks for your loving kindness that reminds us that you are a faithful God and this is who you are. You have placed your spirit within us, and now we are faithful. Lord, help us to be that faithful testimony to others and let them see that we're not giving up on them. Let us love with an undying love as you do. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.